This week's mailbag comes to us from Terry. Lisa, I have been using the Sunday basket for 3 weeks. I put it together with my own stuff, and I just ordered the real thing 2 days ago. I just had to tell you how thrilled I am with the difference that this has made in my life in only 3 weeks. So, I've always had an aversion to planning. I'm sure I have struggled with ADD, but being 67 years old also slowed down my thought processes. Anyways, I had open heart surgery 6 months ago, and I am recovering well, but I need extra rest. My disappointment had been that I thought my motivation and clarity of thought would improve as a result of the surgery. To distract myself from feeling low, I had been watching a lot of TV or going on reading binges. Well, with the Sunday basket, I find that I'm actually focusing on and completing tasks and arriving on time for things on my schedule. Heck, I actually have a schedule. None of this is perfect, but I keep reminding myself that it takes time to organize, even a year or more. So I just had to share this with you because my self-confidence is so much better that I just applied for a job change that I've been hemming and hawing about applying for several years. Thank you so much for not keeping your ideas a secret. I look forward to your emails every day. Love you, girl. Thank you so much, Terry. Do you have an organized 365 success story? We would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at lisa@organized365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Happy Memorial Day! Oh my gosh, this weekend, if the weather is nice, I will be pulling weeds. That's what I will be doing all weekend, and at the end of the weekend, I will be so glad that I weeded and mulched and all of those things. What do you do on Memorial Day weekend? This is what I do. I declutter weeds. And I was thinking, you know, I have become, over the last 7 years, an extremely positive person. I really, literally don't even think negatively anymore. And that's what I want to unpack for you this weekend. Hopefully you're listening to me while you are outside pulling weeds or doing something fun as well. I want us to think about negative thoughts as weeds in our mind. Okay, weeds in our mind. And right now, your mind may be full of weeds or your mind may be 100% weed-free, but most of us are somewhere in between those things. And I know 7 years ago, when I quit my job and I started this whole Organized 365 and taking back my organization of my home and taking back the power of my life myself versus just deferring it and living my life in reactive mode, I was very negative. I felt like I didn't deserve a lot of the situations I was in. There was no way out, that I was very hopeless. I was depressed. I was, I know you're thinking, really? Yes, really. I was very, very negative. You know, the economy's collapsing. The whole world is going to end. You know, we might as well get in a bunker. Just very negative. And over the last 7 years, I really have become one of the most positive people I know. And I literally don't even think negative thoughts. And I thought, what did I do to get to where I am? And how can I help you do the same thing? So I realized it was probably three things. First of all, I noticed how negative I was. Second of all, I replaced anything negative with a positive difference. And third, I eliminated all the ways that negativity were coming into my life. Like I found the source and I eliminated it. So number one, I noticed that I was negative. Like I realized that other people were positive and I was negative. And if I was around them, they would end up being negative. And I realized that I was actually turning conversations negative and I was bringing people around me down. And I thought, this is not good. Like, you don't want to be around negative people. And I want to be around people. I'm an extrovert. So I need to stop being negative. So that was the very first thing, was just even noticing that I was having negative thoughts, that I was being negative. The second thing is I started to replace certain negative thoughts with positive ones. And then I just slowly did that with every single negative thought I had. What I will say is, at first, what I tried to do was just stop thinking negatively and yell at myself. So if I noticed I was thinking negatively, I'd be like, that is so terrible, Lisa. You should not think negatively. Like, positive, you know, positive, productive people don't think negatively. You should think positively. And I was just like scolding myself, which wasn't very good. And the other thing was, I was just trying to stop thinking of the negative thought. Like, I don't know, the house might burn down. The house might really burn down. You know, something like that. Like, just whatever. And I would, like, perseverate on it. And I would think about it over and over and over again. And then I would say to myself, stop thinking the house is going to burn down. That's not helpful either. And what I finally realized was, there's a negative thought or there's a positive thought, but there is no neutral thought. Like, there's a vacuum. If you take the negative thought away, it creates a vacuum, and either another negative thought is going to go back in there or a positive thought. And you can choose a positive thought, but you have to put it there. Kind of like, and this is where it kind of relates to organizing. When you create space in your house through decluttering, something ends up filling that space, right? So on the case of like kitchen counters, like if you're doing the 100-day program and you finally get the kitchen counters all empty and you literally do what I say and you take every single thing off your kitchen counter and you give it a good cleaning and then you leave all that on the floor, literally on the floor in the hallway, in the laundry room, in the living room, doesn't matter. You leave everything on the floor until you use it. And then once you use it, you make a decision of whether that's going to stay out or not. And I say, you know, coffee maker's fine. TV or microwave is fine. Toaster, not okay. Like, if you really use it every day and you want it on your kitchen counter, fine. But most people find that I'm right. Like, even if you use it every day, you'd much rather have that kitchen counter clean and get that toaster out every single day and put it away in a cabinet than have it on your counter. So creating that empty counter of space takes a lot of effort. But once it's clear, then you kind of have to defend that new clean counter and say, no, this isn't going to go here. No, this is going to stay clean. It's going to stay clean. Or you might empty out a storage room or clean out an old bedroom. And if you don't say no, this is now going to be always ready for guests, or this is where I do my quiet time, or this is where the grandkids come stay, or this is where my craft room is going to be. What ends up happening is the junk just starts collecting in that room again, right? Because it's a vacuum and it used to be used that way. And to change that to be a guest room now instead of a drop zone, or a clean kitchen counter instead of where we just take everything out, use it and leave it there indefinitely, causes creating new habits, right? Like, you have to create new habits. Same thing with your negative thoughts, only it's mental versus physical. When you stop having the negative thoughts or even recognize that you have them, instead of berating yourself, stop thinking that, stop doing that, you need to replace it with something positive. That's what I realized. So I started replacing it with something positive. So I, like in the case of my house, I would just say, no, my house is strong and safe and it's a wonderful place for our family to be. I know it sounds so cheesy, you guys, but it works. And I think part of it, honest to goodness, why I think I started being a positive person was because I started listening to podcasts 4 years ago. I started finding podcasts that spoke positively, and I started listening to those people who you can literally, by watching a podcast, or listening to a podcast, listen to the podcaster transform in front of your eyes. Like, it's, I know you've seen me do it. I have to have done it, because everybody else that I listen to their podcast, I can tell you from episode one to whatever episode they're on now, they're a different person. And I literally auditorily watched them do that over time. And it's often what they're saying to themselves. You just hear the confidence in their voice. You hear the words they use. You hear how they talk about other people. Like, they just become a more positive person. And so I literally would surround myself with these best friends, which are podcasters who may or may not even know that I exist, right? Like, I hope I am for you. And I'm talking to you. We are girlfriends. We're just having a chat right here. I just can't hear your part of the conversation, but you are my bestie. I totally agree. Because you guys are like, we're besties. You don't know it. I know it. I'm really excited about it. So I'm hoping that I'm saying this and you're saying, yes, I agree. I'm going to be more positive too. I'm going to think that way too. So let me number three. So number one, you notice you have the negative thought. Number two, you replace it with a positive thought. And the way you do that is by listening to other people who already are positive, which I would say are a lot of podcasters that have more than 200 episodes. They probably figured out something that's a positive message to say. Start listening to how they talk to themselves, how they talk to you, how they make you feel. And then number three was eliminating all forms where negativity was coming in my life. This was much harder. This was much more like being Inspector Clouseau. This was really trying to figure out how was negativity coming in. And I will tell you, I have eliminated 99% of how negativity has come in my life over the last 2 years, but it was super, super strategic. So the first thing was TV. I watch a lot of TV. You guys, more than you probably realize, I watch TV. Actually, I listen to TV. I'm an auditory learner, so I listen to Madam Secretary, Grey's Anatomy. We just finished the series Bosch. Like, there are a whole bunch of series that I listen to. However, I almost never watch commercials unless it is the Super Bowl, and then I watch every single one. Or I'm watching TV with my husband and it's not something that we've TiVo'd, which is very rare. And he's hilarious. He likes to watch the commercials. I'm like, why do you want to be marketed to? Like, I do not want to watch the commercials. So I almost never listen to the commercials, but it's not even just the commercials because you're like, well, commercials aren't negative. I mean, it's not necessarily that they're negative, but they often will cause comparisons. They will create desires in me that I did not organically have, or they will create thoughts and fears that I didn't think about before. So comparisons, like there'll be a beautiful woman walking down the street, putting on some kind of makeup. And I'm like, oh, that dress is cute. Oh, look at how she did that. And what I'm really thinking is, oh, maybe I should change that in myself, which to me is kind of a negative thought. So that's comparison or desire, like, oh, I really need to get that thingamabob that they're showing when I had no desire to get that thingamabob before. So I am a great consumer on my own. I am contributing to the GDP of the United States very well. Thank you very much. I don't need any more ideas about things that I need to buy. Greg and I are terrible. Like an infomercial comes on, we start watching it and we're like, do we need that? Yeah, definitely need copper pans. We need them. We need them right now. So we don't watch any of those. So comparison, desire. And then the other thing about TV commercials, like they'll advertise a medicine and then they'll go through all the side effects, you know, death, migraine, death, death, death. I don't need to hear it. I just don't even want to hear about all the side effects. We use plenty of pharmaceutical medications in our family. I'm all for pharmaceutical medications. I don't need to be advertised to them and I do not need to be reminded of all of the side effects. Those are actually negative thoughts. Also, the TV that I choose to watch, which isn't all that great, you guys. I watch Scandal. Like, I watch some of the really raunchy TV, but there are some that I won't watch. Like, I will not watch, and Greg has wanted to watch some series that are on, like, you know, like, really bad people. And I'm like, nope, won't watch it. Or even some movies where we started, he goes, we're turning this one off, aren't we? I said, yes, we are. Because once those images and once those ideas are in your mind, you can never take them back out again. I'm like, yep, you can go watch that one somewhere else, some other day, but I'm done with this one. So I think Criminal Minds was one I was like, no. And he's like, well, why can you watch Blacklist, but you can't watch Criminal Minds? And I'm like, I don't know. Blacklist is more pretend. Criminal Minds is like, I don't know. It's a little scarier to me. So if it's scary, I flat out do not watch it. The next thing I really tackled was my phone. And I'm on my phone a lot. I'm on Instagram a ton. I check my email, all that. But there are certain things that I did on my phone that really helped reduce negativity. And the first thing was on the iPhone, they automatically have installed Apple News or something like that. And if you swipe left, you see like the top three news stories. And I found every morning I would swipe left to look at what the top three news stories are. Newsflash, they're never positive. They're always negative. They always invoke fear. Now all of a sudden I'm Googling whatever it was. Honest to goodness, World War III could break out. I will not know unless you email me or Voxer me. I will not know because I don't watch or listen to any news or radio or anything, but I was being kept up to date on all of whatever the latest sensationalized news was through that Apple News app, which I uninstalled from my phone. So I got rid of that. Also, my husband reads the newspaper a couple times a week, and he'll leave it out. And when I realize that the date on it has passed, I take it and I throw it away. Because I am such a visual processor, and I have a photographic memory, that I can like look at the newspaper and I will know what all the headlines say. And that's subconsciously going into my mind. Again, newsflash, none of them are positive. So I just take it and I throw it away. So I do not read newspapers. I do not watch the news app. I don't do any of that. Also, a couple other ways negativity was coming in through my phone was I will check my email, and sometimes people will leave negative emails for us, or we will see a negative podcast review. Doesn't happen a ton, but I mean, like, hello, it's not a utopia. And then I would worry about this and I would fret about this. And the truth is, I can't do anything about a negative podcast review. Like, if somebody doesn't like the podcast, go find another podcast. I don't know what to tell you. I can't please everybody. I try to, but I can't. And as far as negative emails coming in or problem emails, they aren't really negative, but problem emails, I have an amazing team. Like, if it's a shipping issue, Janet's going to handle it. If it's a customer service issue, Michelle is going to handle it within 24 hours. If it's a credit card that needs to be switched out, Pat is going to handle it. Like, they're all going to handle it within 24 hours. I was creating the problem by checking the email on my phone, which I still do. But for the most part, I'm trying to let go and let the people on our team. We don't have a big team, but our team is awesome and they always take care of you as well as I would. So I don't have to worry about, I just let them do that. Another big thing I changed on my phone that you have probably heard over the last year or so is I have pretty much moved from Facebook to Instagram. Now, I'm inside of the Organized 365 Facebook groups, for sure in the 100-day one. I'm in there every Tuesday morning. I'm doing a live. I'll scroll through Facebook groups once or twice a week, but honestly, I'm not in there very long. And the reason why is because I'll inevitably get in my Facebook feed, and the Facebook feed is negative. You guys, go to your Facebook feed and scroll for like 2 minutes, and trust me, you will have had negative, you'll know negative things. There's ads on there. Now, I don't know. It just feels very negative. But when I'm over on Instagram, absolutely everything's positive. Nobody's ranting about their job over on Instagram. Like, everything is like a magazine over there. It's super fun. I love watching people's stories. People's stories are always positive. They're sharing the best of themselves. I don't think it's fake. Whatever. I love Instagram. So Instagram is positive. Facebook is more negative. I've moved mostly to Instagram. Notice how you feel when you are in the apps or when you see notifications on your phone. Do you feel like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to see what somebody has to say? Or do you feel like, oh, I wonder what's going on? Like, that is a more negative emotion. The other thing is, if you notice on Instagram, I don't follow very many people at all, like hardly anybody. And that's on purpose. Like, when I go into Instagram, like, I want to go through my feed and see the people that I follow, every single thing they posted, and then I watch all of their stories. So I follow, like, I think 80 people, and of those 80 people, like 60 of them don't even post anything every day. So I'm following like 20 people. And every once in a while, I'll add a new person, and within 48 hours, I'll usually drop them, because I look at those people I follow on Instagram, again, like the podcast that I listen to is like my virtual friends. They don't know it, but they are. Like, I'm like, ooh, what are they doing today? What are they up to today? Where are they on their business project? Like, who are they hiring? Like, I know all about these people, as you may know all about me by following me on Instagram. So I really look at it as, you know, the couple of people, the handful of people that I want to really follow and see what they're doing. And I only follow people who make me feel great and don't make me regret anything. So here's another thing along these lines, especially for social media. I am a human being, and as a human being, you have people that come in and out of your life. I think this is more true for women than men, but I can't speak authoritatively on that. Like, you have seasons of life where you follow different people, and then you move on to a different phase of life, whether they ever knew it or not. And sometimes, if you keep following people where your friendship has, where you no longer have that intimate friendship, or you were really together for a long time and now you're not, and you see them in your feed, even if what they have is positive, you feel negative about yourself or how that relationship ended, or you feel jealous of what they're doing, I mean, I'm a human, people, then stop following them. Like everything, if you're on social media, everything should be making you feel great. So I didn't unfollow anybody on Facebook, but I told you I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. So the people who I see on Instagram, they may not know me, but I know why I'm following them, when I started following them. I know about their life, and they are my friends. And they are people that I would have a virtual in my mind dinner with because they don't know who I am. Oh my gosh, this sounds so crazy. But I'm just saying, like, if you followed somebody for a long time, even if you followed me for a long time, you're like, oh, I used to really like what Lisa had to say, but I don't like this new direction she's taking, then unfollow me. Like, if it's not still making you feel positive and like you're growing and you're doing more in your life and I'm helping you along that journey, then stop following me. It's okay. I'm not going to keep track of it. On the radio, I only listen to music. Whenever it goes to like the announcers start talking, I immediately change the channel. I find that I get sucked into those stories and like, why did Jay-Z drop so-and-so? Or why did this boy in Cincinnati do whatever? Like, I don't need to know. I don't care. So I don't listen to that. Podcasts, again, same way as I do Instagram. I follow and subscribe to podcasts that I love. And when it's not fitting my phase of life anymore, then I completely unsubscribe from the podcast so that I'm not just going to see new podcast episodes come up in my feed and be like, oh, I wish that that podcast was still doing XYZ, or I wish I was still in that phase of life. You know, we are dynamic people. We are ever moving, evolving, and changing. And so this podcast has changed from the very first podcast. I hope it's gotten better. I hope you've evolved along with it. But there may be a time where you don't want to listen to the Organized 365 podcast anymore. I'm going to cry over here, but I'll be okay. But it's true. Some podcasts and podcasters, they're just like people in real life. Like you get to know them virtually and you go deep with them and you learn what they have to share. And then you may pop out of it at the other end, like Strategic Coach. I listened to every single podcast they had. I joined the coaching program. I did it for a year. Now I've popped out of it. Like I'm not subscribed to any of those podcasts. I'm not in that program anymore. It was an amazing transformative season for me. It really helped me grow to the next level in my business, but it's not a forever relationship. Here's another one, driving a different way home or changing the way you drive. You may not realize, but as you're driving in your car, you are having thoughts all the time, like about that who live in the houses that you drive by, experiences that you had. Like one of my kids got hurt somewhere, and whenever we drive by that place, they say, oh, that's where I got hurt. And I was like, oh my gosh, every time I drive by this place, they think that's when I got hurt. And so I stopped driving by that place. Yes, it took a little longer to get wherever I was going, but then the child did not have that constant reminder of that's where I got hurt, that's where I got hurt, that's where I got hurt. You don't realize the verbal conversations that you're having in your head. And sometimes simple things as changing the way you drive home or that kind of stuff will actually change patterns of thought that you have in your head. So I think that may be helpful for some people. So here are some other ways that I changed that and replaced that vacuum that eliminating the negative thought brought. One was through podcasts. That was the first way. But eventually, you guys, you kind of run out of podcasts. I don't know. I keep trying to find new ones. Every once in a while, I'll stumble on a new one. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't know this one existed. And I'll go all the way back to the beginning and binge it. But then I tend to consume it very quickly. And then I'm out of podcasts again. And so what I've started doing recently is listening to books on tape. And specifically a lot about the White House. Actually, one of you guys told me to listen to the podcast Presidential with my daughter, who did not listen to it, but I loved it. Thank you very much. And it was a podcast where every single podcast went through one of the presidents all the way through. And that, listening to that podcast, Presidential, led me to starting to listen to books on the White House, people that work in the White House, more presidential books. So that's been really fun. I've been really diving into the U.S. government. And then Abby and I went and we traveled around Ohio and we visited the presidential homes. But then I was like, okay, what else can I listen to besides presidents? And I downloaded the book Tom Hanks, about Tom Hanks's, I think it's called Enigma. And it is his story from childhood till now, which is so fascinating. Highly recommended. I love him as an actor, but it's very interesting. His whole story is very interesting. But one of the things he said, and I wrote this down, is he said, by the time you're 40, you better quit complaining and get on with your life. So now I'm in the shut up and just do it phase, and it feels great. I was like, oh, I love that, because you know how often I say that 40 really is a pivotal year. And when he said that, I just thought it was so great. Like, you have a choice. You can be negative, you can complain, or you can get on with your life and take ownership of it and go for it. And I just think that that is a great place to end this podcast. I am so grateful that you listen to me and my podcast. I hope that I'm helping you through your decluttering, organizing, and increasing productivity journey. I hope you feel I'm your bestie. I feel like you are mine. And I have some surprises coming up for you next month. Next week, I'm going to give you a podcast about what is maintenance like? Like, if we've decluttered, organized, and increased productivity, what is maintenance like? And then we have a surprise coming in June. Can't wait to talk to you next week.